Welcome to our newest edition of the Speak It podcast. It is Wednesday, September the 12th in the morning. I'm sitting here with Ms. Candace Jenkins of Montgomery Associates Insurance and Financial Services. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Happy to be here. I do have to have a confession that I didn't mention before we started this, but you know how we talked about in January, we starting all this exercise?
Oh my God.
And all that stuff? I just started the 1st of September.
Okay.
So, yep, I did. And
good start. You got 3 months left?
Yeah, but I started, and that's the key thing. Your boy Matt, who is with us in spirit, he's on a motorcycle ride. We're doing that, and while he's been gone, I've still been doing it. I was up this morning running, jogging, walking, mostly walking just to kind of get going again. But, yeah, I did start. So, yay me, kind of. It's kind of embarrassing, but... It's an open,
Why?
And honest policy.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because I could have started changing. Yeah. I could look totally
That's a solid
different.
9 months of procrastination.
Why'd you have to say it just like that? Oh, my gosh. But I still do my push-ups, so I may look bigger down here, at least somewhat formed up here. So, anyway, how's your thing going?
What?
Yeah. You did not say, well, how's the kale and the keto diet? Or what's the keto? How's that going?
I'm hitting my busy season, so I've, I've forgotten to eat half the time during lunch and stuff like that. So a lot of times I'm just, grabbing a protein bar. I mean, it's an excellent way to lose weight is just being busy.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just, eating a protein bar and, eating dinner when I get home. But working out, yes, I actually have been working out.
So. And you're working out where?
Lifetime.
Right there off of Carruthers?
Yes.
That place is nice.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a spa.
We had a meeting there one time.
Yeah.
I mean, they have, tell us real quick.
It's like a hotel.
20 seconds. What all they have. All right, let's move on to our first topic. We have an event tomorrow.
Yeah.
On Thursday, September the 13th. And then we will have to swing back around to September 11th. But property manager mixture, I'm really excited about it.
Me too. It's so great.
Yeah. At the Melrose Apartments. Catering the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Have you eaten there?
I have never eaten there. I've always wanted to, but I have not.
So. I have a lot of people say that, man, I'm glad you guys are doing that because I've had it before. And so I'm really excited about that. And you're going to give a big speech tomorrow.
I'm not.
Are you?
I will give a 5-minute introduction.
Yep. Yep.
Basically.
Well, every time you're on this, you're giving a speech, right?
Yeah. Well, this is different. No one can see me right now. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So we're having a lot of our property manager clients there from all across Middle Tennessee. A lot of people are coming. Some people can't make it. Has some door prizes, got some cool stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to speak a little bit about fire protection and what they can learn or something they can use to kind of help their process. And a lot of people don't know about fire protection, what it does, and what's mandated, what's not. You guys are going to speak about some things. Donegal?
Mm-hmm. Donegal, yep. The carrier, one of our carriers we work with that's sponsoring it. So thank you, Donegal. But it'll be fantastic. So I'm excited to mix and mingle.
Yeah, I was talking to Miss Melanie, she's a regional manager for Cottonwood Residential and oversees the Melrose. I was like, hey, can we extend this thing into the night? She's like, John, we could, but I need to have somebody there to close the place down.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of wrap up at 7, just kind of trickle things out. But there's a lot of places around there that we can kind of continue the conversation.
Right next door. I mean, they set that thing up so cool. Cinema's at the corner, obviously, for those of you who don't know. And then it's just other little bars and restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, it would be I was telling you and Matt, it would be an excellent place, when you're in college to live. And apparently, that's a bunch of people in college live there.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
Right out of college. Mm-hmm. I mean, these cats are spending $1,500 to $3,000 plus for apartments, not just for the Melrose. There's some other places. One of our other clients is down the street, and that area is blown up. But like you said, there's all these restaurants here with the MLRO's, cinema, and others, but literally next door.
Yeah.
You walk out of your apartment, you walk into a place.
It's very dense.
Yeah. So if we finish there and we want to go for another hour, we just walk into cinema, especially since they're already got the stuff there. So so we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. So thanks for sponsoring that. It's going to be fun to co-host it together and everything. So hopefully a lot of people come and have a good time and make some new relationships and everything. So another serious topic we want to talk about is why is customer service so important to our company's brand and especially our personal brand John and Candace, things like that. That's going to kind of be a title on the episode today. So you and tee that up?
Sure. All right. I mean, customer service is, it's what sets you apart. So anybody can really sell insurance. I mean, you just have to have the knowledge of how to do it and obviously be licensed.
Absolutely. Yes. I was licensed once before, so yes.
But you know, customer service, like, it's easier to get an account or client in the door, right? But it's after that sale is made that is going to determine the length and the retention of that client.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that has to do with is how you service the account. So customer service is huge here for me personally, and then also at Montgomery & Associates, because really that's what we strive to do is take care of the client and, you know, do to them kind of how we would want somebody to take care of us. So, it's huge. And that's just from urgency, you know, getting back to them in a very timely manner, handling their claims, because that's when we shine, right? It's like when we're handling your claims,
do you disappear? Are you there?
Exactly. You know? And we have a claims advocate that's on staff here that, that's all he does is handle your claims. You know, he fights on your behalf. And he's the mediator between the carrier and yourself and the restoration company. So, and a lot of agencies don't have that, especially one of our size. So it's kind of a unique value proposition that we have there. But what about you?
Yeah, same here. I mean, we talk about how, a lot of people can turn wrenches and, you know, test pull stations and all those things. Are our guys different than the other guys? Well, maybe not. They all move around companies a lot of times. But at customer services, you know, when we're touching our clients as far as phone calls, emails, how quickly do we respond? Can they call our cell phone? How quickly do we respond? Those are the stuff that do separate us. We can't control everything that the guys do in the field. But what we can do is when they make a mistake or when we make a mistake in the office, how quickly do we own up to a mistake? Mm-hmm. How do we turn that around and make sure that we take care of those issues? It's not all about excelling. We're doing great. How do you fix those issues?
Yeah.
And how quick are you to do it? What's your attitude when somebody brings something to you? Mm-hmm. Are you combative? Well, what's that process like?
Right.
And hey, find the facts out. If we need to fix something or pay for it, we will do that. And that's your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, hey, we did great over here. But I think one of the guys that I used to work with, he was an old superintendent, great guy in the fire protection field. Everybody called him Rabbit. He was a rabbit since he was in elementary school years ago. His thing, you could do 1,000 things right,
mm-hmm.
but you do that one wrong thing or that one lie, it redoes everything that you've done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that goes for, who cares about insurance and fire protection? That's your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important. And on to your personal brand, it's like, what can you do and what do we do to separate ourselves? It's just that genuine personality, genuine interaction, not pushy. We want to work with you, but if it doesn't work, we can't. If you're already happy, keep who you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give off that vibe. And that personal brand is very important. So those are things I talk about with customer service and why am I different? And you can't land every sale. You don't have a support staff.
No,
neither do we.
Yeah.
I mean, you can land, oh, it's great to get this. I'm like, can we do it? And you can't. And a lot of people, salespeople, yeah, just sell it. We'll make it happen. That's your brand, too, when you mm-hmm. fall on your face.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have to remember
that. Your
back
office has to be just as strong as, you know, the people that are going out in the field and pulling business in. They have to be able to handle that and service that.
Yeah, you're right. Sales and operations people, you can't see me moving using my hands, but they have to be on a level playing field. The brand and sales has to support ops, and ops has to support on the back end because we all support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sell something, a large account, and there's not enough people here, you can lose that account.
Absolutely.
A month, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You made all these promises, now we're not fulfilling it. So that's just something I want to talk about. What are some things that you see that people don't like as far as, just quickly, insurance? I came to you because...
Oh, yeah. I all of the time, actually. I mean, this happens to me, I would say, at least once a day or once every other day. People come to me and just A, they either don't have the correct coverage.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
so, like, the agent that wrote their policy was predominantly maybe a personal lines agent, you know, mm-hmm. writing home an auto, an umbrella, and they can still write commercial insurance, but they don't do that on a regular basis, so they don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of that. Like, they're not insured properly, correctly, and maybe an audit hits them. Mm-hmm. You know, commercial policies, a lot of them will get audited every year by the carriers. And so it's, then they get stuck with this large bill because they weren't insured properly.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I can come in and shine and just really be that advisor for them. I see that a ton. And then the second thing that I always hear is like, my agent never got back to me. And
oh,
so
my
cell phone is on my business card. I'm a little bit too tied to it, I would say it's my cell phone, but like it's on there for a reason, because I know that, you know, I deal with business owners, and a lot of times when they can talk, it's after hours because they're busting, you know, during the day they're working hard, and you know they don't want to deal with insurance, so they might call me at 6 or 7 at night because they have a question on something, and most of the time, you know, I'm available. So
and that's the thing, business owners can't turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're growing this thing new on the commercial side or whatever, you have to be right there because that is your brand and they need you. And that's just kind of one of the things we deal with. So
mm-hmm.
For me, on what we see a lot is we see 4 or 5 different fire protection companies serving a commercial business. When they can go with one company and yep. one phone number
yeah.
to call, that's like having 5 different mechanical companies.
Right.
When you could use one different one. Sometimes you may find a mom and pop that just does fire extinguishers. They've been there forever. You may see a maintenance supervisor that runs a plant, like we're quoting on right now, that he got there and they've had fire protection or 5 fire protection companies for years. It's just status quo. Now he wants to improve his process, save time on who he's calling, all that stuff. So those are some things. And they just want one number
mm-hmm.
to call. Make it easier. Make my job easier. Save time and things like that.
Consolidate.
Yeah, consolidate. Just like you see in the insurance commercials, which we're going to be talking about here in a second. Real quick, what is new? Anything new in insurance? Not to get salesy or commercial, but anything like a new policy that people should be thinking about?
Is there anything new in the oldest industry in the world?
You mentioned cyber, but
yeah,
something
so cyber. I mean, cyber's not new, but it's... it's definitely needed. Most business owners do not have cyber insurance. And if they do, it's just a byproduct of their general liability package business owner's policy, and they have a very small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of their biggest exposures for majority of business owners, especially nowadays. Everybody has a computer. Everybody has personal information. They have sensitive information on that computer. They're intaking clients' data. And if any of that gets compromised or stolen, you know, they can come back and sue you. We've seen what happens with major corporations, right?
Yahoo, Facebook.
Yeah.
Anything else? There may be another one out there, but those are two of the biggest ones.
Target? Remember Target?
Yes, the last 3 years, those 3 companies. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's especially for business owners.
Yeah, so really your limits should match, for sure match, but maybe even be more than what your regular policy limits are for the
yeah.
cyber, because that's really is a huge exposure.
That'd be hard to compute, but hey, that's where you have those multiple conversations with the people
mm-hmm.
like yourself to kind of have those conversations and how much do we need? What do we plan for and things like that?
Right.
So moving on to something that a little lighter, what's the craziest thing that insurance will cover that you guys have covered or anything like that? It's going to kind of take us into something funny.
I don't know if we personally cover this. At least I have never.
You got to bring it up to Will. Can we cover this?
Okay, so like body parts. You can cover body parts. So if you're like a professional athlete.
Yeah.
So you can like, you know, have insurance on your arm, your throwing arm. So, I mean, a lot of people, it's over literally insuring your body. I mean, that's kind of.
Some of these high profile athletes coming out of college, if they get hurt and they're pretty much guaranteed to be a first round draft pick,
mm-hmm.
which means $30 million to $8 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
They insure stuff. And some of these dancers, and especially back in the 1930s, 40s, some of these dancers you would see on TV, some of these female dancers, Fred Astaire mm-hmm. and some of the people he's dancing with, they would insure their legs. I would hear about that.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's good. Yep. Anything
it's
else?
Kind of odd. Now, one, I've never heard of this before, but I Googled it, and it's real, people.
Google is our friend sometimes.
Okay, so you can, there's a company that will insure you for alien abduction.
Oh, I forgot about this.
And I'm like, how did they even figure that? I don't know. I haven't researched it enough. But it's real. It's on there. They'll give you like $10 million in coverage in the event that an alien abducts you. How they know an alien abducted you, I don't know.
Don't you have to prove that your family have to prove that?
I think it's kind of like a spoof. Like maybe just like a gag, but...
Wow.
You can buy it.
Some people are serious about that stuff. But if I was covering that doggle, whatever, I would say, whoever, you know, just to care. I'm like, can we prove that? You can pay me a policy, a premium, but how do you prove that?
Yeah, how do you prove it?
So we're going to get into some insurance commercials. It's not all about insurance, but funny or stupid type of commercials, you know. Have you seen Farmers? Farmers is one of my favorite. They have the guy that comes into their museum of, we've covered it.
Yeah.
We know a thing or two because we've covered a thing or two.
Right.
Which I really like that guy. He's done some shows.
He's a good actor.
He is, and I really like those. So have you, I don't think you have, but there's one where they cover a crazy squirrel. This guy's out in this group of squirrels are throwing, like, you know, not acorns, but pine cones in this mm-hmm. guy's truck. And I bet some people have seen it. These squirrels are rearing back, and they all start throwing. He's over there just doing a little yard work. And they covered it. I don't know if it's just pine cones were dropping on his
truck or whatever. I don't know how exaggerated those stories are. I don't know. But, yeah, that would be damage to a vehicle. So, sure, I could see them covering that. Absolutely.
I think they named it, like, deranged... Yeah. Something, deranged squirrels or whatever. We know a thing or two because we covered a thing or two. Yeah. Anyway, the farmer squirrel. So what are some of your most memorable or funny or stupid insurance commercials that you've seen? Because they spend, what'd you say, Geico or Allstate spends $1.2 billion
a year on advertising.
Yeah. I still haven't switched to them. Have you switched? No, you're opposite.
Yeah, I switched. John.
Who covers your policies? No. And that was a rhetorical question.
Yeah. If you ever wonder where your premium dollars are going, I mean, that's why it's nice to work with an independent, local independent agency, because they're not national, at least not yet, and they're not going to be spending your premium dollars on $1.2 billion in advertising and commercials to get you to laugh to buy their product.
Yeah.
And really, that's what it is. And those big guys, I mean, they're huge, so they can spend that. But
yeah, and the one thing that they're doing, you know, as marketing is appealing to all the senses, is that when insurance pops up in somebody's mind, what's the company that they think of? The one mm-hmm. they've heard the most. They're funny. They stick out. Some of them are just plain stupid, so you'll remember them, but... Something pops up. I need to reach up my phone. I need to call, what is it, Geico, Progressive, Allstate. We've got them right here because they've got those commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite were the cavemen. Geico? Is that right?
I think it was Geico. I never liked those.
You didn't like them?
No.
See, that just shows everybody's so different.
I was just like,
I like those. Then they got a little stale there at the end. What do you think about Flo? Flo's a little silly.
Yeah, she is. We have Progressive, but yeah, they have good commercials, but there is that story behind Progressive. Did you ever, their advertising, how Flo became, their big...
No.
Okay, so, they had a Facebook page, and I heard this in an insurance seminar, so, check my facts if you want.
Google it.
Google it. So, they had, where they were just, advertising Progressive, right? And they had Flo, I guess a teenager, made his own Facebook page with Flo as the... mascot or the person, the Facebook page, and just started posting funny things that she would say, and it went viral. It just blew up and got all of these likes and fans, and everybody liked the page. Well, so much so where Progressive came to this kid and was like, we want to buy this from you, because then that just speaks to how people want personal, they want a person to look to,
mm-hmm.
even if it's you know, flow from Progressive.
Yeah.
They want someone that's tangible that they can see and not just a logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've kind of gone away from flow, and that's cool. You guys, you know, use him as covers too for clients, but they've gone to like Jamie, and now he's kind of like the head guy. He's got this singing group, and it's just getting to where it's like, I don't know, like almost too silly because it's sometimes not about insurance, but what he does, which kind of is nice, that they show how he's so excited and fired up about insurance and his job and stuff like this. Overblown. But I don't know. Flo's got to make a comeback.
Yeah.
You don't see Flo anymore.
No. She will.
Because Jamie was kind of her sidekick. Mm-hmm. So she, I don't know, she's making the big bucks. So any silly insurance commercial you can think of? You had Mayhem, Flo. What are the... Anything else?
I just don't watch a lot of TV. I can't think.
Well, I just, you know, it sticks in your mind. So, they can be silly, but choose Montgomery & Associates.
After all of that.
They use some of those companies as their carriers and such. But anyway, this day in history, what did you have? I like talking about that.
I couldn't find anything. I could not find anything that was entertaining. So,
well, you know, some of this may not be entertaining, but we had, what was it, the 1919, September 12th, 1919, Adolf Hitler joins the German Workers' Party. Man, right after World War One in 1918, if you will. And so he's fired up about getting this thing going again. 20 years later, World War II starts. So that's good. Another World War II, 1944, American troops fight their way into Germany.
Wow.
So, I like that.
It's a little history lesson for you.
It is, guys, you know, so that's something to think about. Let's see, 1969, we're still in war, sorry, I was looking for some funny ones, but President Nixon orders a resumption in bombing in North Vietnam, 1969. 1992, Space Shuttle Endeavour takes off on NASA's 50th shuttle mission.
Wow.
You would have been...
In what? What?
Six, 1992, you'd have been six or five. I would have been eight.
I would have been five.
I would have been eight, so...
that tells you my age.
Well, that's pretty cool. 50th shuttle mission. Its crew includes the first African-American woman in space. Oh, that's really cool. The first married couple... And the first Japanese citizen to fly in U.S. spacecraft. So a lot of firsts in 1992 on
NASA.
It's
like a married couple went together?
I guess. I hope they didn't have kids. Because, I mean, you know, the Challenger, maybe it was a little bit before that or right after that. You know.
Must be taken out.
What was their insurance policy? In New York City, right after 9/11, the Memorial Museum opens to the public 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from... 9/11. So speaking of 9/11, which happened yesterday, do you remember where you were?
Yes.
So you tell that, and I'll tell my story.
Yeah.
When it happened.
I remember, like, the...
You're in Minnesota?
So I was in Minnesota. Okay. In high school. And I was sitting in Spanish class.
Spanish.
And I just remember, like... all of a sudden, all this buzz, like people were in the hallways and they were talking, like everybody knew something happened and it was kind of panic. So all of our teachers, I remember, turned on the TVs. We had TVs in our classrooms.
Yeah.
And they turned on the TVs and we just sat there and just watched the news. And like the rest of the day, that's every class we went to, we all just talked about it, like talked about our feelings basically and like how it was impacting us. You know, how it was impacting the world. We had never experienced that before, obviously. So I just remember it was like, I can just, right when it happened, you know, you know where you were and what you were doing.
17 years ago, right? Makes us feel so
2001.
Freaking old. Mm-hmm. So my parents were out of town. I was a senior in high school in Memphis at Christian Brothers. And they were out of town, so I just decided to stay home and miss school. So when I woke up, and turned on the TV, whatever, maybe 8 o'clock or something like that. There it was.
Mm-hmm.
A plane was, I think, sticking through the first, you know, main tower there. And it's like, what just happened? You've never seen anything like that. We just got attacked. It's one thing if you have a bombing or whatever.
Yeah.
We just got attacked and it's happening, Pentagon, stuff like that. A few minutes later, you see... that plane come in live, another plane come in live. And I'll never forget it. And my parents, I think, were in Utah, and everybody was grounded, and they had to drive all the way back to Mississippi from Utah. So I'll never forget it. And you see everybody's flooding stuff with Facebook yesterday, and it's just hard to imagine that that could have happened, that people obviously hate us so much that they'd be willing to do that. And they were able to do that.
I know.
Training.
It's crazy to think about. But, I mean, I think we were so lax and almost like we're America, right? We're untouchable. At this point, I think we thought that we were untouchable.
Yeah.
And we kind of were. But that's, you kind of let your guard down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened.
Yeah. And that's where the military just gets bolstered after that. You know, the Middle East, and this is where these extreme terrorists, where they are serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bin Laden's fired up from late 80s, early 90s, and now it's just like he's still gung-ho about getting us. And so that's pretty serious. And so a lot of people died, a lot of people affected. And so I still like to go up there. Oh, I went, I think, in 2004, and we saw the start of the memorial where it was going up and everything, but I haven't been up there since. But that's a pretty serious time for this country. And I also saw something on Facebook yesterday that a lot of people are wishing that, like, why can't we get back to where the day after 9/11, September 12th, which is today,
right,
everybody was so connected, you couldn't really find an American flag. We weren't Christian or Muslim. We weren't this or that.
Yeah, we were connected as
Americans. They hurt everybody that day.
And well, I think we forget. You get complacent. You know, it just...
Yeah. Everybody's looking for... I don't walk down the street and look at, or go down the highway and try to look at why I'm different from whatever. I'm like, but people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're divisive, and they're... want to have an argument about this or that, or we're still people. We still live on the same streets.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids go to school together, and they need to support each other, regardless if we're different or whatever.
Right.
And so I saw that post, and I was like, man, yeah, if we're still all Americans, and we should support each other and such. But anyway, serious topic, serious day, the day after 9/11. Still trying to recover from that. And speaking of cyber, you know, I think our warfare, not to get too terribly serious, but cyber is going to, you know, like you had infiltrated with the planes, and that's what we're going to be dealing with. You know, these, you're not going to have people landing on beaches probably ever again. And so, anyway, let's switch over to...
something a little more lighthearted.
Yes. Little sports. I know you're not the biggest in sports or whatever, but look, the Titans lost. Feels like they lose all the time. The first game, they lost in Miami. That's a local team.
Why? I moved from Minnesota where the Vikings were, and then I moved here, and still.
I know. Like, I want to watch football on Sundays.
I want to support you, but I can't. That,
right. I want to get excited about Sundays, but it's like, please don't, Titans, please don't hate me, but it's so bad, and they're so boring. But it is just one game. The coach is going to say, Josh, just one game. They only lost by a touchdown. They had 4 hours of lightning delays in Miami.
Hey, they did lose to the Vikings in preseason.
Yes. The Vikings won. I've got it right here. The Broncos won, your team.
Uh-huh.
They beat the Seahawks. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt won. Yeah, I know you're a big Vanderbilt fan.
Sure.
I know, but I did want to talk about the Titans for a second because, you know, Tennessee fans are Titans fans. Tennessee Vols fans are... they're fans of the Titans, and everybody wants them to win, and they come out, and they're just – it's just so boring. So we'll see how they do this week. You know, NFL's just new. We'll see a lot of new I think there were 7 coaches this week that are new to their teams. They all lost. So inexperienced coaches. So we'll see. It's just the start of the season. We just want – they've been practicing the whole year, the whole offseason, and they look like they – it's almost like they haven't been coached the whole offseason. That seems pretty terrible. I'm sorry, guys, but – that's what I felt. So, but anyway, it's kind of sports topics, you know, because you're so big into sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
I'm going to the Alabama game this weekend. My score prediction is, no offense to Ole Miss, my team, 52-28 Alabama. I hate to say that, but I just,
you
that's kind
that
of.
That detailed?
No, you're no. Like no, I'm just, that's kind of what
that's
I think.
Prediction?
That's our my prediction. So, 52-28.
Are you betting on that job?
Oh, no. I don't do that because that. No, I don't do that. You know, sports gambling is now legal across the country. Is there an insurance policy for that if you put too much money down?
I doubt it.
Get back with you on that one? There's got to be some sort of...
I think I want to insure you.
Yeah, you can pay a lot of premium for that, really, depending on how much money you put down. So what's new in Nashville right now?
My gosh. I went to House of Cards 2 weekends ago.
House of Cards?
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So it's like...
Floor's yours.
Yeah. So like they... Okay, first off, I don't ever go out. But I went out with one of my good friends from high school, and we just... We're like, let's do something totally different. So I'm like, let's go to House of Cards. My sister had been there, and she raved about it. So we got an Uber. First off, I've never been in an Uber.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Never.
I never ordered one.
Do you remember Bone Collector?
No.
Yeah. So Bone Collector is like, whatever. Just look it up. It's like a scary movie. Where, like, the taxi driver is a serial killer. Anyway, so I just don't like getting in cars.
I understand.
So, but I was like, I was with someone. I'm like, okay. Well, you know, it'll be okay. There's two against one. So we got an Uber. First time me ever being in an Uber. We're like, this is where we need to go. House of Cards. They just drop you off on this random street. And you're, like, looking around. And you're like, where are we? So it's underneath the Johnny Cash Museum.
Oh.
So, literally, Johnny Cash Museum is closed, obviously, because it closes... You know, after 5, probably. So we...
Downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
Okay.
So we pull up to the Johnny Cash Museum, and then there's this guy in the suit, and he's standing there, like, behind locked doors. And, like, it's a strict dress code. You have to wear cocktail dress. You have to dress to the nines, basically. That's how they recognize you on the street from this guy standing over there. He looks at you and sees, okay, you know, you're dressed to come in here.
Yeah.
So then he opens the door, and he's like, House of Cards. And we're like,
it's like a movie or something.
So then he walks us down, and then he walks us to the door leading down into the basement. It's all like cave, you know, like there's like rock on the wall, and he's like, enjoy your time.
Oh my gosh.
And then we walk down, and then there's this big sign that's like, no photo, you can't take photos once you get in. And so we open the door, we walk in, and then there's this book there, and it's like writing stuff in the book, like, without a person standing there writing it. So it's obviously projected off of some light.
Oh, wow.
But it's, like, hologram-ish, you know, and it's writing stuff in this book, and then you walk over, and then, you know, you get a table, and then you sit at the table, and if you order an entree, they give you free tickets to the magic show, and they have a magic show, I think, like, every 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we order an entree, and then we got those free tickets, and we went back and... 35-minute show, and it's, like, in this small little theater, and everything's old-school magician, like, 1920s, Houdini, and, you know, the Great Carter, which I've never heard of, but apparently he was, like, Houdini. So, I mean, it's just everything's old, and chandeliers, and speakeasy, and you just...
I've never heard of it.
And then they have these small little magic acts going on while you're eating, so you can go and, like, just walk over, and, like, the streets are so loud, but you walk into this place and it's like, it's quiet and like sophisticated and everybody looks so snazzy and, you know, it's cool.
It's like a little movie or something.
Yeah, it is.
So how do you hear about House of Cards? Because I don't ever go out.
I've just been hearing about it.
See,
certain people go there. So
people listen to this podcast, there's always something new that we bring to you. Literally in Nashville, and I don't know how long that's been around, but I didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite that cool. And I don't go out, so, but we do try to connect you with some different places, including the cinema, you know, coming up on Thursday. So, well, that's cool. I'm trying to think what else we should discuss as we can. Just mention a commercial broker. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are catering from the cinema restaurant there off of 8 South at the Melrose Apartments. That is 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday evening, September 13th. We talked about customer service.
Yeah.
Why our customer service is so important to our actual brand, that people feel and sense what we give off, how we respond to them, and why it's personal. I mean, why it's so important for our personal brand is very, very important. What's new in insurance? You talked about some of the cyber stuff. The craziest thing in insurance, we talked about alien abduction. Is that real or is that not? We will see. And as you guys are looking at your insurance commercials on TV, whether they're funny or stupid, whether they are drawing you in, keep in mind and remember the name, Montgomery & Associates Insurance and Financial Services. They're good. I'm right here in the Montgomery Associates studio right now. So, this day in history. Got a lot of World War II history. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's not my fault that a lot of stuff happened September 12th. But, you know, I like to bring a little history to what's new in Nashville. You talked about the House of Cards. Mm-hmm. Maybe not new to the area, but new to you.
Mm-hmm.
And new to some of the listeners.
It is new to the area.
It was new? Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. I love that. Mm-hmm. Titans did lose. We're going to hope and pray. Candace and I want to be a fan of the Titans. Look, if somebody offered me a ticket to the Titans right now, you know what I'm
going
to do?
I'm saying no.
I'm not going.
No.
I got stuff to do on Sunday.
I'm
watching.
I'm more like baseball and golf because it's like nostalgic, you know? It's like that. I like the
put
slow.
You to sleep.
It's slow. It's old timey, but I can like get a hot dog and just like
say
chill.
That again. A hot dog. Hot dog.
Minnesota came out there.
I heard it. Did you guys hear it? No, so, and we talked about, you guys say something to Candace, she needs a hobby. She
yeah.
said it, guys, she works hard for you, but she needs a hobby. She's always on the phone with you. We talked about road biking. So get a road bike, you and Dustin get a road bike, find a safe place to go. I need to lose some weight, I'm getting ready to get back on my road bike before it gets cold, because if you're riding out there and it's in the 60s and you're moving 18 miles an hour, that is cold, I can promise you. Even in the 50s, but they do have gear for that, mm-hmm. you know. So, looking at road bikes, I'm sure Will wouldn't mind sharing some thoughts with that. And just be careful. People are texting and driving.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even walk on the road, and we see people coming like they don't see us.
No.
And we get into the grass. It's crazy. So
yeah, get one of those blow horns, you know. <It's>
like, they maybe, yeah. or maybe we can have like big, like flashy lights, but yeah. Shining at them. So, but we appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys have had fun, grabbed some new stuff, learned something new. And Candace, appreciate you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on out.
Yeah, I got a lot of work to do tomorrow. Guys, we will talk to you sometime next week.